Evans and you. You were just listening to Gracie Allen and George Burns. Hopefully you enjoyed that. So we are now at the segment of the show, Talk of the Town. So Christina Liu, our fabulous radio show producer and also development specialist for the town of North Hempstead's Department of Services for the Aging, but so much more. I always say she's more like the producer of Department of Services for the Aging and the radio show. And she's giving me the symbol to like keep saying more and more. You can't see that, but that's what's going on. We had some great guests today. We had Fran Green, who was talking about, you know, really how it's never too late to make new relationships. And because as we get older, sometimes we become single and we haven't planned to. And she had some helpful hints. And she's frequently on the show and has also done a lot of health chats for us. And I'm sure we'll be hearing more from Fran. And then we were speaking with Mimi Takauchi, who is an anti-aging and nutrition consultant. And she was giving us some hints, some helpful hints, I guess you could say, about living longer, eating healthier, and we're going to talk a little bit about contacting her, I guess, in the second part of the show if you want some information. And I got this really funny text from a friend of mine who's listening. While I was interviewing her, apparently I said, you know, we were talking about gut issues, and I said, can you talk about the gut issues related to our gut? So I think she understood that.
We're just really trying to hone in on it.
Talk a little bit about that. So if you're listening and you know who you are, thanks for pointing that out.
She had a real gut feeling, right?
Yeah, I had a gut feeling. You're right. All right. Anything else we want to say? So let's talk a little bit now about what's going on. But one other thing I want to plug is another guest we had on the show, which was Ellie, who is an optician in the town of North Hempstead. And he is also a guitar player in Street Fighter, which is a Rolling Stones cover band. And I told him that we'll just mention it on the radio show because he is playing tonight.
Oh, great.
He is somebody who, you know, supports the town of North Hempstead. He'll be playing at KJ Farrell's in Belmore. So Otto, if you're into it, 7 o'clock, Rolling Stones, you and Bunny.
Whoa.
Yeah. All right. So what's happening, Christina?
Well, the town has certainly a lot going on, and today was a great show. I think it was we're going to be on break for 2 weeks for the holidays. So I think this was a good way to kind of end 2017.
So repeats are aired during?
Yep, yeah. So we'll promote the repeats. We're going to have different. Next week will be, we're going to have the Pulse Center for Patient Safety Education and Advocacy. We had her on a couple of months ago, and it was really wonderful because this is a common thing that always seems to come up, you know, especially in our advisory committees, that people, you know, go into the hospital or, you know, see a doctor, and they need someone to advocate for them.
Yes.
And it's really a wonderful organization. And then we also have Dr. Brunsis, who Otto knows very well.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Oh, I know her.
She was on, and she talks about the physician-patient relationship,
which was an amazing segment, too.
So I thought these were
both. And happens to be my doctor, so.
That's right. So if she's Otto's doctor, you know, I'm thinking she probably knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
And she actually was my mother's doctor when she first started.
She seems kind of young. I don't know. Really?
She is young. When she started, she was a rookie.
She was Doogie Howser.
As I put it, she was a rookie.
Started as Doogie Howser.
When she started with my mother. She has children who are only in their 12 or 14 age bracket.
Right,
so she's a young lady. But she's very good.
Yeah, you know, and I thought these were both two top, you know, segments that we had on the show that really were impactful and important to kind of get the word out there. And also next week we'll be playing the old-time radio production of Miracle on 34th Street, which I thought would be a great way to, you know, kick off the Christmas season. And then the following week.
Yeah, better than War of the Worlds.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was super fitting.
Maybe not that.
And then on the 29th, it's going to be the Getting Healthy in the New Year show. And we're going to be repeating actually your segment, Rebecca Miller, on the benefits of yoga.
Oh, excellent.
And then we have Rob Cattell, who came on. He was from Cycling Sanity Fitness, and he's talking about the benefits of cycling for seniors. And then we'll have Helene Lipschitz on, who I think you actually interviewed also about. She's going to talk about the health and wellness and mindfulness piece of things.
Right.
So very health-focused.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to get everyone healthy for the new year. I know everyone that I'm surrounded by is kind of battling either allergies or a cold or something else. So.
It's time for that New Year's resolution. So we're just kind of prepping you with...
Right, so as we have these little brownies staring at us while we snack in between breaks,
about what happened after Mimi walked out the door.
We are educating. You know, right now, listen, we're taking in all the education, you know, and then we will put into action after the show.
Yeah,
there's six of those gone.
Well,
they're good. They're bite size though.
No, actually, yes, six.
The green frosting represents the vegetable family.
Yes,
spinach.
So spinach. Yes. The white's cauliflower. So
yes.
I think we're good.
And the red is beets.
Beets. It's the new in.
And I wish I only had a picture on Rebecca's plate because Rebecca's just been licking the frosting off the brownies. So there's like all these half-eaten brownies in front of her.
That's an interesting thing.
Yes, she has a different way.
Well, it's like I'm into low carbs because for the weight loss. So if you just eat the frosting.
We're actually a good mix because I prefer the brownie piece. So you can eat the frosting and I'll eat the brownie piece. So.
Now you have a team.
Yeah, so now we have a team. You know, and they're bite-sized. So listen, I'm keeping us all portion controlled, guys.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I want to remind everyone out there, we're very concerned about health.
I'm glad that that's what you were talking about and you didn't bring up the embarrassing moment that I had during the radio show.
Yes, you know, we'll just segue briefly. Well, Rebecca was quite excited thinking she saw, for anyone out there that knows who Dee Snider is.
Dee Snider.
He's, you know, quite, I don't know if he actually lives on the island or what, but he's certainly always a member of the island, you know, doing great things.
So
she thought she saw him today at the radio show.
I don't want to say embarrass myself, but.
Outside right here by the studio.
It was exciting. You know, he's a great guy. He's like philanthropic, does all this terrific stuff. And everyone knows that, you know, I'm into rock and roll and.
But this is why she's a true professional, though.
I see you on Facebook.
Facebook, you know, I support our local musicians, our cover bands. And
she got excited because she thought she was going to get him right on this radio show. She almost knocked me off. She said, go get him.
I said, get him.
She said, you're the producer. Go get him and bring him in. And then Dan brought him in, and it was not.
Now, reality is there's probably a lot of people in my age bracket who really don't know who he is.
I know. But you know what? We could have had a breaking story. So
we could have had a story.
Now I have a goal. 2018.
I saw Dan Cox, who's the director, and I said, get that guy in here. He's getting on the radio show.
Everyone was looking at Rebecca very confused.
And he was looking at, you know, and it turns out that it's a very, very dear friend of Dan. And he's like, really?
Well, you know what? Maybe we'll get him on the radio show.
You know,
I'm sure
as an idea, serious, it's like a generation gap breaker. If you have people from different generations speaking.
That's right.
To educate the people in the older generation
and
educate the ones in the younger generation.
I like it.
You know, we talk about Burns and Allen.
Right.
I happen to really remember George Burns and Gracie Allen or Jack Benny or any of them.
Right.
So there are different celebrities, if you will, connected to different generations. And it wouldn't be a bad thing to have a little discussion about who the different people from the different generations.
It. Yeah.
You know? 2018.
It would be interesting.
I like it. We'll write it down for programming of 2018.
We had the one show that time with the grandchildren on where we talked about the difference in communication between now and 30 years
ago. That was really a phenomenal show. And if anyone did not hear it, I really recommend that you go on the website and you could actually type in the search bar grandchildren and it'll pop up with
that
the
was,
show.
Yeah.
Because it was really... a great, great program where you really got to see, you know, how they viewed things and how the grandparent viewed things. It was really
funny. Yeah, and it's a good thing because I think it's important to try to relate to each generation, not just knock what the one generation did or feels or, you know.
No, because I think it's easy to do that. You know, I see it all the time, you know, on both ends happening.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what a lot of people don't realize who are young now is that someday – like, I was a year old at one time, you know, and a lot of people don't get that. They don't understand. They say, oh, look at that old guy. You know, well, someday you're going to be that old guy.
That's right.
You know, whether you like the idea or not, that's how it works.
Yeah, I mean, and you should hope to be that old guy one day.
And you should hope to be.
Because,
but there are people that have a little bit of an attitude that look down on somebody who's old, and the facts are everybody was young at one time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
And, you know, in other cultures and I wish we'd adopt this, you know, the older, the elders are you know, revered. Like, tell us about your experiences. What have you learned? And they listen. And though, I mean, technology has just, I mean, all we do now is listen to Google.
Well, I have a grandson.
Sorry, Anthony, I know. You know,
31 years old.
Google.
Who I love dearly, and he's a kind of guy you can really talk with. He's an engineer, but he's a good communicator. And, you know, we talk about, okay, you're 30 now. I said, do you think you're going to know more when you're 45? I said, I know I did between 30 and 45. And I said, from 45 to 80, you learn quite a bit also. So, yes, you do build up a life experience that you can't put a value on, but facts are, if you have an open mind about life,
right,
you have to learn during those years. I mean, you don't necessarily have to go backwards, you know, and as you point out, other cultures look upon that as a pretty valuable thing,
right?
You know, that life experience, because that's really what we have, you know, what goes on between the ears.
Absolutely.
You know,
no, I think it's important too,
absolutely,
to mention, you know, because we always say on the show too, you know, it's important, and that's what keeps you young and vibrant, is the you know, need to keep learning and experience things, and not saying, you know, okay, at 80 I know everything, even, you know, and that's it, you know. And that's what we always talk about on this show, that we're fortunate that, you know, we get to showcase these different topics and speakers. And, you know, our co-hosts especially, we say, listen, you don't need to have been a broadcaster. You just can want to keep learning and,
right,
and learn new things.
You're
and ask
never...
questions. And I think it's important,
right,
because, you know, I'm sure Otto, you know, is always a proponent of this too, is that you constantly learn new things and take away these little golden nuggets,
yeah,
from the show.
The golden
and,
nuggets.
There's no question about it. And now that we're on that, let's expand that a little bit and say, people who go to the advisory committee meetings for Project Independence also will learn a lot. Just get involved with Project Independence and you will learn a lot, because there are health chats and all kinds of social opportunities that are there. And a lot of them are educational, really. You'll learn things about life and what to...
And it works in the other direction, too, mm-hmm, because when we have these advisories and we have these health chats, you know, especially in the advisories, is when our department has the opportunity to listen,
right,
to what the needs are of the seniors, which is where we get all,
right,
of
our
these
ideas
for programs, and whether it's transportation or even this radio show.
Right.
So I know that you've actually come up with some ideas over the years, and we've implemented some of those into programming, and it's really the way the project, you know, Project Independence works.
And well, I also want to give a
Talk of the Town, which is,
yes,
we don't want to steal.
Oh, is that what this is called?
Yeah, we don't want to.
But we are talking about the town.
But the other day I went to the Project Independence holiday party.
We're on the same page. That's what
I was super impressed by one segment that was the Project Independence players.
Otto and I are just really insane, because that was literally what was going to come out of my mouth, Otto. I think we've been spending too much time together, Otto, because that's
No, I mean, it was a phenomenal group.
It really got the place roaring,
and there were a couple hundred people there,
yes,
at least, I would say.
Yeah.
And what I was impressed by is that none of them really were professional entertainers. This was just a bunch of people goofing
around. You know, and that's
role
what I think is really important about Project Independence.
And it was fun.
We're constantly evolving and trying to come up with new programming.
Right.
You know, and in the last couple of years, too, there's really been a move to kind of incorporate different social aspects of things. So we, mm-hmm, have all these different social groups and almost artistic kind of groups, too, because that's equally as important in the full picture of, you know, having a good quality of life. And Martha Cohen, who she started off doing our World in Motion current events group. She's a wonderful volunteer.
Right.
And she, you know, through talking to other people, said, we really have this need. Like, let's try and form this kind of play troupe group, you know, where we incorporate dance and poetry and you know, comedy. I mean, because it was really, they were great. Their timing was wonderful, because they had little pieces of all these things in a short little skit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I looked around the room and people were laughing and engaged and really... enjoyed watching them.
Everybody was clapping when they did. What was the?
You got a fly in your. Oh wait, no, that's.
There was a song.
They started off with the Macarena. Their opening song,
and then "It's a Wonderful World."
Yep, and then the end, the town count, the supervisor, and the council people. I have this all on videotape, so if anybody wants to see this.
Waving.
Yeah, it was just really. You know, because it was a nice thing to see, because
the people performing
were enjoying it and happy, and the people that were watching it were too. So I'm sure that won't be the last time we see the players either.
Well, of course, 15 minutes have flown by. Wow. We're now at 30 seconds left with this segment.
We'll be in 2018 in no time.
I know. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on in the town. But I just want you to know I'm getting texts in from my friends, and half of them prefer the frosting, and the other half prefer the cake.
That's right. Let us know.
So I'll keep you posted. So we will be right back with Project Independence and you, Talk of the Town.